Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The pilot is dead.
Slumped over after suffering an apparent massive heart attack.
This is a cardiac arrest.
Wait till you see who took over the controls.
Then, fire at the View.
This morning we had to evacuate the studio.
And Trump jury questionnaire secrets.
Jurors must disclose whether they've ever been part of the QAnon movement, the Boogaloo Boys, or Antifa.
Plus, the TV chef.
There is nothing that could take me down.
His wife claims he ghosted her to start a new life without her and the kids.
How she enlisted women across the country to track him down.
What the heck, Charlie? Where are you?
Then, after all the women sucker punched on the streets, the boom in self-defense classes. The steps they're taking to make sure it doesn't happen to them. Plus, People Magazine's 50th anniversary.
Can you guess who's appeared on the cover the most?
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. A terrifying medical emergency midair. The pilot of a small private plane suddenly slumps over the controls. His passenger, the only other person on board, radios the tower and is able to safely land the plane. As Jim Murray reports, the victim apparently suffered a heart attack.
Medical emergency in the sky.
This is a cardiac arrest.
The craft coming in right now.
A pilot has passed out at the controls. His plane needs to land at Raleigh-Durham International Airport.
Tower may sound like he's probably unconscious.
The pilot on the left is still slumped over at control.
At the controls is a prominent professor from Duke University. He suffered a massive heart attack in midair. So who was going to land the plane? The plane he's flying is a Cirrus aircraft equipped with a parachute. But in this case, even though the pilot was dying, the parachute was not needed.
The flight instructor is currently flying the plane, so I guess he was learning to fly.
The flight instructor took over the controls and landed the plane safely. Evan Caulfield recorded the dramatic video on the tarmac. You're hearing the drama unfold on your scanner of what's going on.
Wow, adrenaline, excitement. Sorrow, all kinds of emotions.
The 61-year-old professor, Joseph Izat, was a pioneer in Duke's biomedical engineering department. It's rare, but we've seen this before, a medical crisis involving the pilot that requires somebody, anybody, to land the plane.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane.
This drama unfolded on a flight from the Bahamas to Florida. Passenger Darren Harrison took over the controls with no flight experience.
What's your position?
I have no idea. I see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have have no idea.
But the passenger kept his cool as he received instructions from the tower.
Try to hold the wings level.
Incredibly, he landed the plane safely at Palm Beach International Airport.
In memory of Professor Izat, who was the chair of the biomedical department, engineering department at Duke, flags at the university are being flown at half staff. It was a little more excitement than usual over at ABC today. Minutes before two shows were about to broadcast live, everyone was evacuated because of a fire.
Things look different today on the set of the Tamron Hall show, and for good reason.
We have had something that's never happened in the five seasons of the Tamron Hall show. We are not able to air the show that was scheduled today.
Why? Just before taping, a fire inside ABC studios in Manhattan forced everyone to evacuate. After fleeing the building, Tamron took to social media explaining to fans what was going on.
It is an hour before our live show, and we've had to evacuate because of a fire in the kitchen.
The ladies of The View also had to flee their nearby studio. They later had plenty to say after a cheeky walk on set to Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
This morning we had to evacuate the studio.
It really made me understand my priorities, because once I saw that all the hosts were fine, I was like, where is my glam team?
It's very dangerous to see us on the street without hair and makeup.
In other news, we are just days until the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump begins in New York City. Mr. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments made to keep an illicit affair secret in advance of the 2016 election. And the judge has just issued the questionnaire prospective jurors will see. Stephen Fabian on what's on it.
Donald Trump lashed out again today at the prosecutors in his Stormy Daniels hush money trial, set to begin in New York on Monday.
It's a horrible thing, but it's election interference. It's all run by the White House.
He was defiant, surrounded by supporters as he arrived in Atlanta for a fundraiser.
In just 5 days, Trump will be here at criminal court in downtown Manhattan for the start of jury selection. And today, we're getting a first look at the questionnaire that jurors must answer. 42 questions carefully crafted to sniff out any bias.
Jury consultant Joellen Demetrius has reviewed the questionnaire.
There are questions that very clearly identify people in the jury pool that will lean one way or the other.
Here are some of the questions they'll be asked. Have you attended a Trump rally or an anti-Trump rally? Which of the following do you read or watch? The New York Times, Fox News, Truth Social. Have you considered yourself a supporter of QAnon, Proud Boys, Antifa?
So very clearly, you will be able to ascertain if this person is conservative or not.
The trial is sure to be a media circus. Stormy Daniels is slated to testify, as is the star witness, Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen. But can Trump get a fair trial? Our expert says in her experience, Trump's best hope is a hung jury.
In a criminal case, it only takes one juror to hang a case.
They're going to convict him pretty easily, I think.
News personality Megyn Kelly believes the verdict is a foregone conclusion.
He's going to get convicted. Manhattan went between 87 and 92% for Joe Biden. These are not Trump lovers. The jury's going to hate him.
Trump, let's go!
The trial is expected to last about 6 weeks. Now the TV chef who apparently has done a vanishing act. The wife of a chef who appeared on Chopped says he simply disappeared, leaving her and the kids wondering what has happened and how does the family get any answers. As Les Trent reports, it turns out social media can help solve mysteries.
Did this TV chef disappear into thin air? He seemed to have it all. 29-year-old Charles Withers was a contestant on the popular Food Network show Chopped.
So there was no ingredient that I'm not going to know how to handle.
He was married with a little boy and another child on the way. Suddenly, one day, his wife Ashley says she was ghosted. The man of her dreams disappearing from their Massachusetts home without so much as a goodbye.
He flipped my world upside down.
Where could he possibly be? His wife set out to find her husband, and she seemed to have an inkling what he might be up to. So she turned to a popular Facebook page called Are We Dating the Same Guy? I'm really about to test the power of Facebook with this one, she declared. When I was pregnant with our youngest baby, he decided being a husband and a dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore, and he ghosted, like gone, without a trace. An army of women went to work to track him down.
What the heck, Charlie? Where are you?
It didn't take long for this citizen sleuth, J. Megan Shushka, to apparently hit pay dirt.
It seems like he is actually in Texas. I've been talking with women who have been matching with him on Bumble in the Fort Worth and Dallas area.
It started out with a couple dozen women telling me that they had seen him on dating apps in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, narrowing it down from there.
Then this video of McGuire popped up on Instagram on Saturday, and it's a doozy. He appears to have started a new life as a personal chef for TV's top producer, the renowned Taylor Sheridan of the wildly popular show Yellowstone. This clip of McGuire pouring a drink was recorded by Sheridan's wife, Nicole, at the Sheridan Ranch in Texas.
From there, it just was confirmation that we knew exactly where he was and who he was working for.
Would you look at that? It's Charles Withers.
The whole search only took a grand total of 24 hours. That's how fast the so-called Girls Girl Network worked.
A network of women helping another woman who was wronged by somebody.
And now that Ashley has found her husband, she says they have talked and she's optimistic he will soon sign those divorce papers. We've told you about the alarming number of women who've been sucker punched while on the streets of New York City. Cops say most of the attacks are not related. And along with the increase in attacks, there's also been an increase in women taking self-defense classes. Our Allison Hall is one of them.
The tables are turned as bystanders swarm over a suspect who has just sucker punched a woman. They're so angry they take the alleged attacker down, leaving him unconscious on the street. The incident happened in downtown Manhattan and comes as a wave of victims take to social media to describe getting sucker punched. And now many women are fighting back. I took part in a class at a self-defense group called Fit Hit.
You drive your knee right into the groin.
They've seen a spike in interest since the sucker punch epidemic began.
By a show of hands, how many of you have heard about the sucker punch epidemic here in New York City? All of you?
It's a lot. It's pretty scary.
Self-defense for women, it sounds like you think is pretty important.
Oh, it's essential these days.
Fit Hit instructor Tatiana Furpo showed me one move in particular that could ward off a sucker punch attack. It's called the answer the phone block.
The elbow comes up and protects all the spots on your face that could be broken. Your jaw, maybe your ear, nose.
Here's how it looks in action.
Good.
If the attack continues, fight back, says Tatiana.
Their eyes, nose, chin, throat, ears, jaw, the groin, and the knees. So that's what we usually aim for.
Again, here's how it would look in practice.
And then you get out once you know that you're safe and that you've done your damage.
Tatiana also has some advice about the space around you, the area she calls the bubble.
You need to be aware, not being on your phone. Your AirPods either should be really low or not even in. If you're looking down at your phone, you're not going to be aware of anybody getting close enough to hit you.
Sounds like good advice.
The NYPD says the sucker punch surge is part of an overall 10% increase in the last year in misdemeanor assaults. 50 years ago, a new publication hit the newsstands, People Magazine. And now the magazine is looking back at a half century of stories with an issue for the ages.
People Magazine celebrates 50 years with this stunning cover featuring 11 icons, including Jennifer Aniston, Drew Barrymore, and Oprah Winfrey.
We shot in four different cities to create this magnificent work of art.
Mia Farrow was on the very first cover of People way back in 1974. The cost of the publication was just 35 cents.
She didn't even really know what this was going to be because it didn't exist in the world. And of course, it kicked off something fabulous for us.
So what was People's best-selling cover ever? It may surprise you, it was the September 11th attacks on America.
That day, we were supposed to go to press with an entirely different magazine on that Tuesday morning. And within an hour, we had 26 photographers photographing what was happening on the ground. We were the first U.S. magazine on sale after the attacks. And at 4 million copies sold, it was our best-selling issue of all time.
One guest who has been on the cover more than any other personality, it's the late Princess Diana.
She has 59 covers to date so far. Actually, our very first story with her was about her engagement, and we revealed that Prince Charles was going to give her 10 days to decide if she wanted to accept his proposal.
Drew Barrymore has graced the cover of People a jaw-dropping 15 times.
So at every interval that's been symbolic in my life, there is a People magazine cover to show for it.
This is amazing that this is 1987, January of 1987.
Oprah Winfrey still gets giddy thinking about her first appearance on the cover.
This is when you just wore your own clothes, people. Nobody styled you or dressed you. This is all my stuff.
The anniversary issue of People magazine will be out April 12th. And to see more about People's 50th anniversary, just go over to people.com.
Next, tubing knife attack trial.
The man on trial for stabbing a teen to death while tubing takes the stand.
I was surrounded. People were coming at me. I was afraid for my life.
And the late night comic returns to The Tonight Show for the first time since he was fired. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Was he the aggressor who attacked a group of people tubing on a river, or just an innocent man trying to defend himself? That's what a jury will soon be asked to decide in the case of a man accused of killing one teenager and wounding four other people on a popular river.
The man who stabbed five people in this deadly confrontation during a tubing adventure took the stand at his murder trial and says he thought they were going to kill him.
I was surrounded. People were coming at me. I just came up a couple of times being punched in the head, punched in the mouth. I fell on river rocks. I was in pain. I was afraid for my life.
One teen he stabbed, Isaac Schumann, bled to death.
You're looking for love.
Yeah!
The video shows 54-year-old Nikolai Mew being attacked by the teens who believed he was hassling them. He pulls a knife and lashes out. Mew, a mechanical engineer, is claiming self-defense, but prosecutors say his actions after the stabbing were those of a guilty person. He fled the scene, he threw away his knife, and when he was arrested, he lied to police. Mew falsely claimed the youths had knives.
He had a knife on him. When the kid attacked me, I took that from him.
If this was self-defense, why wouldn't you just stand there, have someone call 911 with your knife in your hand and say, "These guys attacked me, I was scared, and I defended myself."
That's your knife, right?
In a moment of drama, Mew was shown the knife he used in court.
That's the knife you used to stab these people.
That's the knife I used to defend myself with.
The tragic incident took place at a popular tubing spot on the Apple River in Hudson, Wisconsin. In closing arguments, Mew's attorney said it was a case of 13 against one.
They swore at him. They put their hands on him. They punch him. They slap him.
But the prosecution claims Mew wasn't afraid, just angry.
If convicted, Nikolai Mew could face life in prison. When we come back, Conan O'Brien's return to The Tonight Show.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
After 14 years, Conan O'Brien's back on The Tonight Show.
Please welcome Conan O'Brien!
14 years after getting the boot from The Tonight Show, Conan O'Brien makes a triumphant return.
It's weird to come back. I was here for 16 years doing The Late Night Show before we went out to L.A.
The last time Conan was on The Tonight Show, he was the host. It was June 2009, but he lasted just 7 months after ratings took a nosedive. This was his final show.
Every comedian dreams of hosting The Tonight Show. And for 7 months, I got to do it.
Jimmy Fallon took over The Tonight Show in 2014.
You deserve all good things.
Thank you, man.
O'Brien's promoting a new travel series that will air on Max beginning Sunday. When we come back, better run fast. Shoo, geese, shoo.
This woman is walking out of her house. Just an ordinary day. Suddenly, she screams. What's that sound? Oh no, it's a gaggle of geese, and they're coming for her.
And that is Inside Edition. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.